Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On March 13th, standing alongside the prime ministers of Australia and the United Kingdom, President Joe Biden announced a major development of the 2021 Trilateral Security Pact, known as AUKUS. As Undersecretary for Arms Control and International Security Bonnie Jenkins explained in a recent interview, AUKUS is a partnership between the U.S., the United Kingdom, and Australia, and one of the fundamental aspects of this partnership is to strengthen the peace and security in the Indo-Pacific region.
The first pillar is the U.S. and U.K. helping to provide Australia with a nuclear-powered submarine. The second pillar is to work with the other countries in terms of trying to promote advanced technologies. And these include everything from artificial intelligence and autonomy, underwater sea capabilities, advanced cyber, quantum capabilities, hypersonic capabilities, as well as electronic warfare.
Undersecretary Jenkins noted that nuclear-powered submarines have been in the Pacific Ocean for decades.
The U.S. and U.K. have had nuclear-powered submarines for over 60 years, and there's other countries that have nuclear-powered submarines, including the People's Republic of China, Russia, India, and France as well.
Undersecretary Jenkins emphasized that while the vessels are nuclear-powered, these submarines are conventionally armed.
All three partners to this agreement, to AUKUS, are members and states parties to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Australia is a non-nuclear weapon state. It is committed to staying a non-nuclear weapon state. They will not be developing nuclear weapons.
In fact, from the first announcement of the AUKUS partnership, said Undersecretary Jenkins, President Biden has made clear that nuclear non-proliferation is a top priority. All three partners have been traveling to Vienna regularly to meet with the IAEA to ensure that AUKUS is meeting partners' obligations under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and setting the highest non-proliferation standards. Undersecretary Jenkins underscored that the 21st century is really going to be defined by the Indo-Pacific.
And so it's really important right now that we modernize our alliances and partners in the region to really ensure that the future is strengthened in terms of peace and security issues.
We also see this as an opportunity, said Undersecretary Jenkins, for scientists and those in industry as well as sailors to all work together and develop their common capabilities and technology that promotes the goal.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.